I always remember the story told of a wise man in black with horns of gold.
He swarmed the city streets with the wrath of a beast, stature of a king with an immaculate peace around his neck, which kept the souls of the deceased within his chest. When he came for nothing less than death. Grasped the globe to unfold the faces left. The color crimson covered the map when skies went black. The virus written on tablets of the craft and the violence overwhelmed the towns in silence. As the plague groaned, kings were dethroned. No one dared to leave the home. No one dared to leave the home. Likely never found. The demon's behind you and he's got you now. Bloody on the ground, most likely never found. The demon's behind you and he's got you now. I turned away from the ghosts in the garden. Back at the place you started, it begins. So I find the reason to turn the pages. Some of the hidden meaning was written by the sages. The dusty old book they found down in the basement. The child would read and no one knew where he went. Fear covered the land, many ran from his wrath. Bloodbath in a flash when he just laughed. Satan's on his shoulders, days got colder. Nights got darker when he barked, it was over. More than a cutthroat and more than a heathen. More than a giant mixed with a demon. Eyes that were black with the fork-like tongue. Never showed mercy when he tortured the young. Pharaohs worshipped as the situations worsened. Cursed the virgins with images of perversion. Bloody on the ground, most likely never found. The demon's behind you and he's got you now. Bloody on the ground, most likely never found. The demon's behind you and he's got you now.
Notice Wade Teabing's statement on page 232 of the Da Vinci Code. Constantine was a very good businessman. He could see that Christianity was on the rise, and he simply backed the winning horse. Historians still marvel at the brilliance with which Constantine converted the sun-worshipping pagans to Christianity.